This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Dave Dyer and Jess Hooker in studio, plus Dave's mustache, SpaceX, and Area 51. All that coming up next.
Do you remember the dramatic rescue of baby Jessica when she fell down the well? Remember, she was 18 months old?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, baby Jessica is a baby no longer. She was married over the weekend.
No kidding.
She is now 19 years old, and she apparently tied the knot Saturday at a rural church outside Midland, Texas. Hmm. She's 19, her husband, 32-year-old Danielle Morales.
I bet they're on City Walk.
Chick, I forgive you for everything you've ever done. Bravo,
yeah.
Chick McGee.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, only another 12 years. Till the next one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Baby Jessica.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker.
Hello.
I like that summery dress.
Thank
Looks
you.
Very nice.
I'm going to call it a frock like you did mine. I'm wearing a dress, but I'm not that one. Not the summery one.
It's kind of the same, what'd you say?
Easy
access, just one, two, three, everything's off? Isn't that what you said?
There's a lot of room in there to grow.
Well, it's a wrap dress, so if I just pull this right here, it opens.
Wow.
Yeah. Where you go,
Christy?
What?
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
She has wrap dresses, I'm sure.
I actually don't.
No?
No.
It's about time you stepped up.
Pull them over the head. It's easy.
Biggie, biggie, biggie.
Now, wrap let's dress. See. There's Ace, mind. There's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom.
Oh, I got it.
Comedian Dave Dyer is here. Dave
and his mustache. I got to tell it's throwing me big time.
Do you like it or no?
I don't like
it. I don't
either. I love it. I love it.
You look like a...
No.
Some evil doer. I don't know.
Good.
See? Yeah.
Good. I'm sick of people coming up to me. It's mission accomplished.
Well, people are going to come up to you and they're going to go, hey, you want to go to the Ramrod Lounge for martini?
I had just a mustache for the longest time. Remember that?
Did you?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was unfortunate.
Sure did. Yeah.
Depends. Oh, yeah, so it did not look good. You don't think it looked good on
no,
Chick?
No,
it
no,
was
no.
Really
but you like it
but
on
you like Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, like I like Dave's for sure.
Huh. He's got the longer, you've got the almost a Fu Manchu. Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually called a Dallas. This is a
Dallas
style.
Oh, it is. Well, how nice.
From Dallas Buyers Club? Is that?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Nice one, Jess.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey had that in Dallas.
Now, your wife has presumably kissed you since you've had the mustache.
A little bit. Not a lot.
Because of the mustache?
Yeah, she doesn't care for it.
Oh.
Well, you just said she did.
Doesn't like the way it tickles
her
lips.
She's getting better. She's coming around a little bit, but for the longest time, she just...
So how long are you going to keep it, seriously?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, how
really
long,
hate
how
the mustache will tell you.
Yeah.
A mustache will tell you.
Yes. The mustache will let you know.
As they say in stand-up, the crowd will let you know.
No. Well, his wife is going to tell him.
Yeah.
So when do they finish filming the Harry Ream story?
Yeah. It's very, I'm the stand-in. Yeah. I'm not even the lead.
It's very 70s porno,
yeah.
If not 70s gay porno, Freddie Mercury-ish.
Have you been hit on by guys?
No, I have not.
Not yet.
Waiting for it.
Yeah.
Looks like I'll be shaving during the next commercial break.
No way, man.
No way.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm sticking to this. I'm committed.
No, you can pull it off. You're a fireman.
Thank you very much, Jess.
I don't know.
Firemen and the police, they get along? You guys get along? Or just
friendly,
we do. Friendly rivalry or play softball against each other?
No, not really. Right. Just in our area.
They have boxing matches in St. Louis. It's a big charity event where the firefighters and the police fight, box each other.
No kidding.
It's called Guns and Hoses.
Oh, I like
really?
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Well, actually, with that mustache, you could star in a horror movie.
Called Guns and Hoses.
Guns and Hoses. And be an all-boys
Guns and Hoses with Dave Dyer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dyer. Let's move forward here. We're going to drill deep into a topic with our correspondent, Jess Hooker. But first, you promised a couple things, Christy.
Space Launch launched Nickelodeon's Green Slime and an Adidas.
SpaceX.
SpaceX, what'd I say?
Space Launch launched.
Oh, SpaceX launched Nickelodeon's Green Slime.
Come on, Christy.
And an Adidas soccer ball into space last Thursday
evening. Isn't that cool?
Not really.
Not really. Who cares?
They both paid to have these things sent up
in
space.
So we talk about it. 5,000 pounds of other experiments, though, as well as supplies for 6 astronauts on the International Space Station were launched in the SpaceX Dragon capsule. Now that's interesting.
It was shaped like a dragon?
It better be.
It's not, no. Viacom executive Andrew Mackles
Viacom Dios, muchachos.
Said astronauts will film how Nickelodeon slime acts in microgravity.
Nobody cares.
Which will be used to teach students this fall.
It's real stupid.
It's fun, you jackasses.
NASA
said they want to get kids interested in science.
This is just...
It's fun.
Awful.
NASA said the Adidas...
If they took a Washington Redskins Super Bowl ring up there, you'd be talking about it all day.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. That'd
be an antique, but it'd be funny.
It'd be antique, but it'd be funny. Really?
NASA said the Adidas soccer ball will be used to improve understanding of the general behavior of free-flying objects.
Tom, you know what Adidas stands for, yeah?
All day I dream about sex.
Wow.
That's right.
Adidas.
What does Puma stand for?
But
I can guess.
Yeah, you.
Your mustache on that, a little bit of that mustache.
Under mustache. Under mustache ass.
So the slime, of course, is made famous on our
Nickelodeon.
With our friend.
Yes. Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Double Dare.
Well, it started more with
You Can't Do That on Television. Is where it started, and then they stole it.
Well, this is how the movie... I'm surprised you didn't jump on this right away, Josh, because this is how the movie... The next movie, The Blob 2...
This is why I don't care for it.
You know, they're going to have the slime in space, and all of a sudden it's attacking one of the astronauts.
Yes.
Turning into some kind of hand around his throat.
And then the last scene is there's a radio floating in space, and... The happy bee of the prairie. The blob is full of astronauts.
Can you play the song The Freddy? No, Dave. I can't play The Freddy, Dave. That's cool.
I guess.
Now, I wonder, since it's the International Space Station, are they going to call it a soccer ball or a football?
It should be football.
Football.
It'll be a football?
Yeah,
football.
We Americans are definitely in the minority there,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
A soccer ball?
Right.
That's because we have football.
Well, what do you think came first, soccer or football?
Soccer.
Soccer.
So, therefore, football.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My nose is bleeding.
Are you picking it?
Doing the math of the football and the soccer ball.
Rural Nevada is apparently not equipped to handle the potential influx of extra but not extraterrestrial visitors for the Storm Area 51 event.
Oh, man, I wish I could. I want to go do this.
Connie West.
You can't get a hotel room.
Co-owner of the Little Ale Inn in Rachel told the Las Vegas Sun her 10-room motel's phone won't stop ringing.
I believe it's Little Alien.
Little Alien. You're right. Sorry. Linda Looney.
Oh, yeah, I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Alien Research Center gift shop and campsite.
Crazy the bed bug.
State Highway 375, known as Extraterrestrial Highway, said she's concerned the event is not just a passing fancy.
Have you heard about this, Dave?
Yeah, yeah.
There, this some idiot put a thing on Facebook saying we need to
storms.
We need storms.
Storm Area 51, and of course it's a military facility, mm-hmm. and there are signs everywhere saying we'll stop.
Deadly force authorized.
Lincoln County Sheriff Kerry Lee, no relation, said he does not expect many people to actually show up, but acknowledged even 1,000 sudden visitors would create issues in a jurisdiction with just 26 sworn sheriff's deputies. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do. Well, what if the aliens actually came and you ran out of ice? What kind of party would that be?
Oh, it'd be lame.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, Bork.
Don't even joke about that.
Well, they all Bork. Have yetis. Bork. They won't run out of ice.
Now, just to give you an idea of what those signs say at the Area 51 military facility, where some allege they have the alien autopsy, is it whatever it is that was performed?
Right.
Is that the spot?
Alleged.
They think there are okay. aliens there. Here's a short song from a band called Dos Boys. But I think we'll explain quite a bit. Oh, yeah.
And the sign said anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped over the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives?"
That pretty much sums it up. That's what'll happen, you see. Yeah. They what gives them the right? Well, they have it. Yeah. And they are armed. So
yeah,
don't they have the sign.
Don't be a jackass. Okay, this is like the alien version of Firefest. Did you see that documentary?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Woodstock 50 is rapidly turning into.
Is well, that what it is?
You know what? They're not giving up, though. Did you see?
Yeah, it's
they're,
really
they should.
Oh.
Now they're moving to Maryland.
The lineup for the Woodstock 50th anniversary concert had been removed from the festival's website. Instead, a message, "Stay tuned," has been posted. Jay-Z, John Fogerty, Dead & Company have dropped out. Uh-huh. And the lineup was supposed to feature The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Chance the Rapper, Santana, Imagine Dragons. Woodstock 50 organizers have released all the acts from their contracts, telling them they're still invited, but not legally obligated to play the festival.
I'd like to imagine Dragons in a bus accident.
They say they're in negotiations to be holding the festival in Columbia, Maryland, but with less than 3 weeks to go.
More than enjoyable.
I would pay good money to watch them burn in a house fire.
What?
Josh,
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I like
that. You're taking my side of the street here. But I like that band.
Am I supposed to go into this house or not?
He sings without a shirt all the time, right? The Imagine Dragons guy. I don't know why.
So,
I know
but
that.
This Woodstock 50 thing, a bad idea from the get go, and now.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Then I read it was going to be a free show. And
You can't.
How can you do that?
Recreate
you can't no.
synergy.
You can never
like this.
Go back.
I don't know why they keep trying to do this.
Yeah, people kind of forget the first Woodstock was somewhat of an accident, a fluke.
And not pleasant for many of those there.
Yes.
The movie was great because you weren't getting rained on. And
yeah.
If you read about it also, they came within minutes of having a number of people electrocuted. Hmm. They had those huge towers and lightning, and there was the cables were covered in water, and the head electrician, they had to bring him in for an emergency situation. And fortunately, they were very quickly able to undo everything. But it would have been a mass electrocution.
Then it was all DC power. There was no AC at that time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sure. So,
much lower amps.
I would imagine the big winners of the first Woodstock would be the people who make Charmin, wouldn't you? For several days afterwards.
That was a problem. The portalettes were all overflowing.
In the movie, there's a whole scene where the guy talks about the portalettes.
Can't get the lid shut.
And the port of sand.
God, come on. All right, let's go back to space, shall we? A hybrid version of a New Mexico chili plant's been selected to be grown in space as part of a NASA experiment.
What is going on?
The Espanola Improved Chili Plant.
Soccer balls.
From Espanola.
Slime.
Espanola, New Mexico.
Could I just make a point here?
No.
They're trying to get young people interested in experimenting with things in outer space. And
well, if you're going to live in Mars, science. You got to have a good chili plant.
There you go.
Come on.
You want to have a plain taco and you're sitting at a place in Mars?
Haven't we already been to Mars? Isn't that fine?
We have not been to Mars.
Nothing
Mars,
here. Let's go.
Matt Damon was on Mars.
Mars absolutely does not want us there.
No, it does not.
It's made it very clear.
Right. It's a cross between a northern New Mexico.
Don't you want to be in a space capsule and, hey, Johnson, Pretty spicy farts there, buddy.
I had some of that chili pepper, huh?
Really?
The Espanola improved chili plant is a cross between a northern New Mexico seed and the popular Sandia seed from the Hatch Valley.
Cool?
The chili is tentatively scheduled to be launched into the International Space Station.
Would you want pot up there? Would that make
in
happy?
March of next year.
Hey, they're growing pot in space.
Will you stop messing with this stuff?
If you want my honest answer, I want them to stop with space and start exploring more of the oceans. That's my real answer.
Oh, friend that feels was the same way.
Thank you, Jess, the voice of reason. Remembering this is supposed to be a comedy show.
Look who just popped a balloon.
I wanted your editorial opinion.
Is a spacesuit considered sexy, Jess?
No, it's actually not on the list.
It's
but,
not on the list. She has sexy uniforms today.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that topic.
Yeah, actually, I was inspired by Dave here in his fireman uniform.
Well, I have my fireman costume in the car if you want to see me put it
now,
on.
Now, don't you go around, run around with your hose hanging out there?
I do. I get a little flour with spit seltzer water out of it.
That's
it.
Right.
There you go.
Christy, anything else about these dumb peppers and dumb space?
I'm done. I'm not even talking anymore.
I'm not shooting the messenger here, but my, though, God, that was
Don't you think the guys in the right stuff and they're with their helmets off walking around in their spacesuits, that wasn't sexy? Or
I bet it was then, yeah, for sure.
That was sexy.
Probably takes 20 minutes, though, to get them access to anything.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no wiener flap.
That's too
bad. Don't know that.
We don't know that. They have to pee. They can't take all their clothes off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they have a catheter, right? Yeah.
Well, maybe some kind of a sleeve.
Yeah, I think along the way.
Do you know how much a catheter hurts?
How much?
Well, these are
a lot. A lot.
I would imagine.
You ever have a catheter, Tom?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yikes.
Check the next time you're in the hospital, which, let's face it, coming up. Really, yeah.
Certainly. Yes, go ahead.
Now she's
lighting
up.
She's
laughing. Can't believe how funny that is.
What
could be
possibly?
Can we get them inserting the catheter
live on the air?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's got to be awful.
The last time I had it done, I was high AF, and it still hurt.
Man, I
didn't have a catheter. They have what looks like a condom that they used.
It's a
like a roll-on cuff.
It's not what uninsertable or
what it
called?
Says.
A passive catheter or something.
This was during the Apollo missions. There were no bathrooms on the Apollo spacecraft.
Yeah.
The first U.S. toilet on a spacecraft didn't show up until the shuttles.
I mean, that's the first thing he did when he left the little capsule there. He got down and he peed all over the moon. They cut that part out, of course.
Buzz.
We're going to get letters.
One giant leak for mankind.
Dear dumbass, they did not.
You can't piss on the moon. That's stupid.
I think it's kind of cool that they're growing stuff up in space.
I guess.
Okay,
this is funny.
All right.
We'll never be. We don't have to worry about this in our lifetime.
No, would your anus burn less in space
with
zero gravity?
In space, no one can hear your anus burn.
Why is your anus burning?
No one
How did we get to that?
You don't eat peppers one day?
You're eating chili peppers.
Yeah, the next day you have that burning.
No, we're just growing them in space. We're not eating them.
No, that's the whole point is to eat them.
In space.
Yeah. You grow them, you eat them.
Yeah. They said it would boost morale because it would make their food taste better for the astronauts.
Why not just bring up some of that dried pepper that they have at every Pizza Hut?
You know what? If your morale needs boosted being an astronaut, maybe you're not supposed to be an astronaut.
You know what? That's exactly right.
How about that?
Yep. If it feels like work,
you're not cut out for it.
Yeah.
You think I come in here needing my morale boosted?
Yeah.
You're darn right I do. But my point is,
you're on the ground.
I'm on the ground. I'm not an astronaut. I'm a Tominaut.
You need to read about the early collection of urine and feces in the Apollo missions.
A lot of suction involved, right?
No, they used a bag taped to their anus.
Taped to their anus?
A bag taped to my
butt? Fecal bag, yes.
Fecal bag. Wait a minute. Fecal bag. That was
there, Buzz.
It was called the fecal bag.
Fecal bag was the name of Donnie Baker's band there.
Right.
Yeah, I think the back in the day, and they're doing Christian rock.
Yes, that's right.
Houston, we ran out of fecal bags up here.
I mean, we're just crapping.
The fecal bag came complete with a compartment for toilet paper, and it had a built-in finger covering
Armstrong
so astronauts could stay clean.
No.
All right.
Armstrong crapped in the capsule.
While positioning the bag on their bottoms, It wasn't easy to get the back set up correctly inside the small flap at the back of their spacesuits.
Like a pair of pajamas.
Yep. One Apollo astronaut estimated the whole bathroom going process took about 45 minutes and was not foolproof.
Oh, no.
All right. Who had the corn? Aldrin?
During an Apollo 10 mission in May of 1969, astronaut Tom Stafford sounded a warning.
I don't like spiders.
There was a warning?
Quote, get me a napkin quick. There's a turd floating through the air.
No. No way.
Yes.
Somebody crapped out of the suit and was just floating in the air.
It's floating in the air.
Had to happen.
Right next to one small step.
Yeah. While it was floating through the air, if they did not turn on the theme from 2001.
I was just going to say that. The Strauss waltz.
Then what was it all for? Yeah, what
it
was
goes
it all
by
for?
In slow motion.
Yes.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, C-Ball Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, C-Ball Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.